You're listening to In the Moment
with Liv and Bix.
Hey, it's Liv.
And Bix, and you're listening to In the Moment with Liv and Bix, a podcast for unsuccessful actors.
By unsuccessful actors. Well.
Well, you know, who is successful? Did you hear the news?
Yes.
About the WGA,
yes!
Baby?
I was just about to bring that up. Go for it.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. So a great way to start the episode because we were actually, this whole episode, we're going to be talking about, spoiler alert, commercial acting, because right now with the strikes and everything, obviously commercials are the only thing that we're all really auditioning for right now, unless I'm just speaking for myself.
No, same.
But such great news that now we can have something to kind of look forward to that they, I want to read like exactly what
go for it.
Is going on. So I'm not like paraphrasing because I love to paraphrase and make stuff up. But there's an account, Erica Breamcast. She is a casting director and she posts really, really great information on her page. And she posted today that this is pretty much, this is what's going on as of September 25th for the WGA and the AMTP. Oh my God. I always can't say that.
It's AMPTP. Yeah.
I need to like really like slow it down. So the next step for the WGA may look like this. Once the memorandum of agreement is complete and approved by the NEGCOM, it goes to the WGA board for approval. If the votes for approval are there, it goes to the membership for ratification. At that time, specific deal points will be released. Meetings will be held to walk members through the contract ahead of ratification. So that's all good stuff.
This is great stuff.
Yeah.
Now there's light at the end of the tunnel. They reached a tentative agreement. So
there's a lot that they need.
Yeah.
They need to hammer out. People still need to come in, go over things, talk about stuff. And I know like the writers aren't going back to work right now. They still have to wait until they are obviously authorized to do so. But something that is cool is they are canceling the pickets for the WGA, and they're actually asking for those people who would be picketing for WGA to now go join the SAG strikes instead in solidarity and support, because just because the WGA came to a tentative agreement doesn't mean that SAG did yet. So we still have quite a ways to go, but it's still definitely something.
It's light at the end of the tunnel.
Like, so many writer friends, so many people like that I know in the industry that have been like struggling so much. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm so like, any writers out there listening, like, I'm cheering for you and I'm really happy for you that you
can. Yes, me too.
Get back to work.
Get back to work and
take a breath. Great, take a sigh of relief.
Yeah, so create some great shows. Because without our writers, we wouldn't. Yeah. Actually, as an actor, I cannot wait to read some new scripts.
Oh my God.
Get some new sides. I am very excited. This is a relief for me. Mm-hmm. But I feel like during this time, it's so funny. I have to remind myself that I am doing enough. Because yesterday, I was thinking, Olivia, you had all this downtime and you should have been working on your commercial reel. You should have been working on your second language. You should have been working on your voice. And
I'm like physically recoiling as you're saying.
Sorry.
Because I'm like, me too.
Yeah. And I feel, but then I think I'm being hard on myself because this downtime isn't just your work, because I have done things. I worked on my legit reel for television and film, like that I submit to those casting directors, and it came out.
Your reel is so good.
Thank you.
Like, okay, so be proud of that.
But you see,
oh my God,
I have to remind myself.
You've literally been traveling the world as the lead in
a movie,
feature film.
No, and you see, But how my brain...
But it's okay.
Yeah, but how my brain works is immediately it goes to...
Same.
What have you not been doing? Or sorry, mm-hmm. you. What have I not been doing? And instead of just saying, be gentle on yourself. It's okay to be slow down, Olivia. It's okay to not always go, go, go. Yeah. So yeah, all this to say that I saw the light at the end of the tunnel, but immediately, instead of just celebrating that victory also for the writers and just for our industry, immediately I went, oh my God, this means things are coming back. Oh my God, Olivia, what have you not done? Olivia, how could you prepare for this moment that is coming? How could you have prepared better? And instead of just being it's okay. I was traveling, promoting a film that I worked hard to be in and that I worked hard on, and it's okay. I just had to tell myself it's okay and there's still time. That's another thing. There's still time to work on these things and it's not too late.
Yeah,
welcome
definitely.
Welcome to
yeah.
Liv's Inner Thoughts. Sorry. That was a lot.
No, but it's good to share because you actually ignited something in my brain. Like you made me realize something. But I did want to say before I said that I'm glad that you're able to navigate through those thoughts and kind of talk yourself out of those negative thoughts a lot of the time, because you should be proud. But I also can empathize with you and understand that even when there are so many things that are good, I too also always look to the bad. So, and I'm realizing that when I saw the news about the strike, I did immediately, I was yeah. But you unlocked inside of me.
Yeah.
I did feel to myself, I felt fear because I was like, oh no, I haven't done shit. Like there's nothing, I have nothing new to show for myself, really. And now we're back.
And the thing is, you have. It's just you need to remind yourself. You just did that show that just came out online, and you have now new footage from that. Well, you should have new footage.
Hopefully soon I will have new footage from that. I'm so excited. Yeah.
But my thing
I'm desperately excited.
You've done something.
Yeah. Yeah, I have. But that's my thing too, is when I don't have something physically, it doesn't feel like anything to me. I'm when it came out, I'm I'm still really happy about it. I loved the project.
Yeah.
But because I don't physically have it, that I can start submitting with it, in my actor brain, it doesn't exist.
Yes.
But in my personal brain of look at this cool thing I did, it does.
Yes. Literally.
But my business brain.
Yes,
that's what I
need
to say.
It's the business brain.
Yeah, my business brain.
I was talking about that. So this is the thing. It's funny you said that. So I was talking about, I had a similar conversation to the one we're having now with Cameron, who is also my acting coach, and I've used him for many years. Shout out to Cameron.
And he was a guest on the podcast.
And he was a guest on the podcast.
Check out that episode.
Yes, if you haven't checked it out. It says featuring Cameron Moore on it, so you'll see that there. But I'm talking to him, and I said, I wish I had more to show for the work that I've done. And he was like, Olivia, you can still use the work that you've done to your advantage. He was like, sometimes it's okay, if work hasn't come out, you can still approach people and say, hey, I just did this thing. It's coming out soon.
Yeah.
Even if it's, a little bit of a white lie, he was like, you can still, but I feel the same way I think as you do, is that since I don't have the physical footage that I did these things, it's almost like I didn't do them because it's not there.
Exactly.
I don't have it.
Yes.
So anyway.
You articulated that a lot better than I did.
No, not at all. I'm just saying I'm sharing with you that I definitely think I can relate to your experience. Yeah.
Yeah. No, but that's also really good advice. I use that as when I was doing agent and manager outreach, that was my tactic. I put my subject line. This was when I was in the fourth round of casting for that pilot.
Okay.
A while ago. That's what I put as my subject line.
What'd you say?
It just said in all caps, final round of casting for a pilot seeking representation. And I also like obviously like
did that work for you?
The email, it did. I mean, like I mean, it did and it didn't. Like I didn't get everybody who I reached out to respond to
me.
But
you got somebody.
But like I got some. Yeah,
that's a great tactic. Let me tell you, Bix. Props to you, because that is one of the most difficult things for me.
The subject line.
The subject line is my kryptonite. So I don't. I never. I feel like I think. I don't think I ever know what to say. And I always, and I had this talk with Cameron too. I was like, I don't know ever what to write in my subject line when approaching people in this industry. I'm like, what do I say? Like, I was putting my name for a while, and do not do that. It's the worst idea, because who the hell am I? They're like, Olivia Roldan, that means nothing to me. Next. Like, so I remember I was putting Olivia Roldan, new face, or I'd be like, Olivia Roldan, seeking representation. And even Cameron said, no, you need something like catchier, something that's going to get
something
them.
That's going to,
they're going to be like, oh,
attention.
And like, so the example Bix used, I think is a great example. Like, yeah, I just think that's a great example.
I have another one, but I'm not ready to share it. I think I'm going to gatekeep it.
Well, no, I was just choking on my water. So that's why I was like, give me a minute. Oh my God. I was laughing at that.
No, because like I'll just think of like funny little like things, because I also did this for as like a I'm doing really big quotes, like influencer stuff for like content or content creator stuff. I was never a fucking influencer. No shade to influencers. Get that money.
Yeah, get that back.
Influence us every day. But when I would reach out to brands, I would have to like come up with like a catchy subject line. So it's not just like content creator looking, seeking partnership or something. So I would just think of like funny things to say, you know, like this isn't a good one, but it just came to my brain. Like you could say like, knock, knock, who's there? It's me, bitch.
No. Oh my God.
Don't say that.
I think I'd be too scared to say that to someone I don't know.
That would be, but like, you see what I mean? Like get like funny with it. You could just be like, I don't know. That's actually good.
No, that's great.
I actually
great,
think that's
but
kind of funny.
I think I would be too timid to actually.
Not as a, I don't think as like an actor.
Imagine to an
but
agent,
I do think
knock,
if you,
knock, who's there? It's me, bitch. Like the agent would be like, what the fuck? Who is this?
Like, yeah, you really need to know your audience, you know? Like, I feel like if I was reaching out to like certain brands that are like really, you know,
quirky,
goofy and silly.
Yeah.
Like, I could say that to them. But yeah, definitely not like some crazy agency. Just like,
right, like
don't go
like,
all in
like what
that.
Is it? Buckwall Talent? Like, don't.
Oh, no.
Don't send that to
I'm
them.
I'm emailing them right now.
Knock, knock, it's me, bitch. Oh, my God. That is a good one. That's gold. That's so funny. I actually really like that.
Yeah, but don't do that.
Right. I like it, but don't do it, guys. But yeah, during this time, we've also been doing so much commercial acting, so we thought this would be great to talk about. There has been times that I've had 4, 5, 6 auditions in a week.
Oh, my
of
God.
Of commercials.
Like, recently?
Yeah. This is happening
oh
to me
God.
Every week. Or I'm getting, like, but they're – not but, as if it's a bad thing. But I'm just – they're commercials. So
– right.
And I booked 0 of them. Love that for me. But –
that's okay.
It's so crazy. Like, because commercial auditions, I think there is there's still some sort of preparation. However, this is just my opinion. I think they're more superficial than theatrical or like TV film. Like, because, for example, a lot of the auditions are, I'm just going to use this as an example. I submitted for Apple. I did not get it, but for the Apple, we had to do like pose, like using one of their products, like this way, now turn the other way, now give us you're excited about what you're seeing and this and that. That's a, there is still acting involved and you still have to, like they said, you never want to be dead in the eye. So there still needs to be something happening in your brain as you do these commercial auditions. But I do think it's definitely more surface level. And so for these auditions, I've been banging them out, but I don't know about you. I feel almost like, oh, is there a noise?
No, my light is just flickering. So if I look like a ghost.
Like, this is why. But yeah, I'm grateful for them.
Do you mean like you just feel a lot more like emotionally connected and invested in more like narrative type?
Yes. Wow. Auditions? That was really well put. That's exactly how I feel.
I totally get that.
So with commercials, I almost feel a little bit more drained because it's, I don't know.
Because you have to get that little extra like oomph of like, not that it's like inauthentic, but it's less authentic than if you're like doing something, a narrative piece, like a feature or like a TV show or something.
Yeah, it's like
I totally get that. I feel like I also am sometimes kind of overwhelmed a little bit by commercial auditions sometimes because on its face, it seems a lot more just like straightforward.
Yeah.
But because it's commercial, so commercials are like shot for shot and it's very like exact.
Mm-hmm.
The auditions that you have to do sometimes are just like that. Like I just had an audition that I had to do and I didn't have to like do anything on camera except like my slate.
Mm-hmm.
But it was an audition for, I like signed an NDA, but it was like, I'm not going to say what it's for, but it's something that like, you would need a bunch of pictures of a part of like your body for.
Okay.
So it's like from this angle, from that angle, yep. Like on top of doing like the front and back of your hands,
yes.
It's also like a 45 degree angle of this, a 45 degree angle of that. And now frame it from like your shoulders to your fucking toes and turn
yes.
to the left. And like, you know, like all these very, very specific things. So what normally like could have just taken me like an hour to do, and even like taking the pictures and mm-hmm. doing everything was quick, but like the whole process of it isn't a lot of things, but it also is a lot of things because it's very specific.
Yes.
And I'm like going through all the photos,
yes.
like 200 photos mm-hmm. of like the same thing, and I'm like trying to pick the best one and do all the little like the little nuances that, or not even nuances, they're like specifics that you need in these commercial auditions. Yeah, it can be very overwhelming.
Yeah, you said it so perfectly. I was having just a really hard time getting my thoughts together before, and I think you encapsulated everything that I feel mm-hmm. like so perfectly.
I also feel like, and this could also be an opinion of mine because I know some people are very by the book, whereas sometimes I've let myself be a little bit more lenient as of late. But when you get sides mm-hmm. and the sides say, she says that and then she like throws the cup in the garbage and then she does this and then she scoops the ice and pours it and like all of those things, like for some auditions, like yes, you, like they want to see, they'll choose certain things because they do want to see what physicality you can bring to it, what
right.
you're going to look like on camera, how you can move and all of that. But sometimes those things can just be suggestions that you don't necessarily mm-hmm. need to do, or you can do something else that's like maybe a little bit more audition camera savvy that gives the same feel as the suggested action. As long as it's not referenced in the text, I feel like you can kind of make it your own as long as you're not going too out of the box. And it's like the complete opposite for commercial auditions, where they give you like action one, action
yes.
two, action three. And it's like you walk in, you trip, you look over, you see someone, you wave. Somebody gives you a drink, you cheers. And it's like you have to hit those things
yes.
very precisely. So yeah, it kind of gives your, takes away a little bit of your like.
Creativity, I think.
Creativity. Like you can, of course, like add your creativity in, but along those guidelines, strict guidelines.
Yeah, it's exactly commercial. They're very clear, I think, on how they want to like portray their brand and whatever mm-hmm. they're trying to sell, because that's what a commercial is. They're always selling something. And I think also what drains me or mentally maybe is, so for, and I know this is like how to navigate commercials, which I will get there, but I'm just like having a minute to vent. It's the preparation. So like doing my hair, doing my makeup, finding like the perfect spot to film, like,
mm-hmm.
and especially if you're.
Cause that too, yeah, those yes. like little things that with those other self-tapes, you can kind of get away with it. With commercial, like, you really need that, like, top tier, like, 10 out of 10 look.
Yes.
I feel, at least, is what they want.
I agree.
I'm not a casting director.
I agree, though, because I think with acting auditions, for example, working with Vass, he would encourage me sometimes to not wear so much makeup, do minimal mm-hmm. with my clothing. And he's like, let's rely on the acting.
Yeah.
With commercial, mm-hmm. I think it's more, since it's so superficial, the text is superficial, but it's also you're selling a product.
Yeah, you're there to sell a product and just, like, look good and believable doing it. Yes,
look good and believable doing it. That's, I feel like, the perfect way to describe a lot of these commercial auditions I get. And when you get, like, 4 or 5 back to back and they're all due on the same day,
oh, no.
Or, like, due, like, the next day, it's exhausting because I'm like, all right, I, you know, get ready and then I have to do this tape for a office worker. But then my next one is more casual. But and then the next one after that, it's like for some makeup brand. And it's just like, so
it's just like a lot.
It's
like
a lot. I'm like, how else do I
say this?
There's
a lot of steps to follow. Yeah. There's a lot of, like, yeah, specific
and
things that you need.
And what Vic said, with commercials, they're very specific on what they want.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be like, turn 3/4 to the right. Do this. 3/4 to the left. Do that. Then
yeah,
we want.
I had a crazy shot list for an audition recently. It was so wild. I was like, I've never seen somebody request. It was the most pictures I've ever seen requested. And it makes sense because of what it's for.
It was, yeah.
But, like, still, I was like, oh my God.
And I think, so what I do, and I need to get better, but let's say you have commercial auditions in a week and you have, like, a few back to back. And what I do is I go, first of all, I look at their deadlines. So which one is, so first thing you do with these commercial auditions and any audition, really, look at the deadline. Besides looking at the deadline, kind of like, what are the vibes for each brand? If you do know the brand, kind of like feel out what the vibes are, which will help with the outfit. What I do too is I see which commercial auditions I can kind of wear the same thing for and have the same look, which is a little hack. So let's say you have a few of them. You're like, okay, which two can I bang out almost back to back because they're kind of, the look is very similar. So I don't have to change what I'm wearing or change, just change my appearance so much. You're going to say something, Bex?
No. Oh. I was just going to say, like, that's like the smartest thing to do. And I was going to say, because we were talking about influencers also earlier and how it, like, relates to the outreach emails.
Yeah.
This is also reminding me of, like, content creation because one, for, like, multiple auditions, I would do the same thing, but also for, like, creating content, you, like, create a bunch at once and then you can, like, disperse it. So it's, like, different, but I was just...
It's very much like that, though. Mm-hmm. You disperse it, but you're just sending it to different casting offices, but kind of the same...
Yeah, like, you're batch doing it really quick.
Yes.
Like, I'm going to wear this outfit for these three.
Yes.
This one has the most makeup, so let me start with this
one.
And then, like, or, like, yeah, and, like, work my way up to that makeup look. This, yeah.
It's very strategic.
You got to be smart. Yeah, I got to be strategic.
You have to, because it is time consuming, so you want to use your time in the most efficient way possible. So I feel like that, I hopefully, whoever is listening can use that, and hopefully that tip is helpful for you when it comes to commercial auditions, because again, those are just kind of like bang, bang, bang. You just get those out. Because a lot of the auditions for commercials, they will be sometimes 30 seconds, 45 seconds. And there will be times that they will request, please do not make this tape longer than 40 seconds.
Yeah.
They're like, in and out, please. That's what they want.
That.
Yeah, right. But
yeah, when I did that callback, that live callback for that commercial, it literally, like, I was in that room for like 3 minutes. Like,
that's nothing.
Of all, you know, like, at all, maybe less.
Exactly. So they're going to be quick. They're going to be in and out.
But you've done, like, a lot of commercial work, like, in your past. Like, you've got a lot of commercial stuff under your belt. Yeah.
And all of it, I think I did one really big commercial, and all the other ones were, like, non-union commercials and, like.
What was your big one?
My big one was for Google, and it never was released. But it was never released.
What? Which? curse you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. Right. Like, how horrible. I was literally, it was the coolest experience because it was like in this big warehouse and like it was a giant green screen and it was a huge studio. When I say huge studio, it was like, I guess, I don't know what you think of when you think of a warehouse, just like really big, guys. Okay. I don't know.
Yeah. Real big.
Real big. Just think of something real
ginormous, yeah. Gargantuan.
Exactly. And it was for Google and it was so fun. It was so cool. And that's what they mean also. I think this is what they mean also when, if I'm not mistaken, when you're reading a commercial edition, they'll say like usage, like if we use it basically is what they mean. They pay you this much and then this is how much it is for the shoot day. Well, that's essentially what happened. So it was my first time experiencing one of those where I did the commercial. No. Of course, I got paid for the commercial, but they didn't.
But you didn't get the usage.
They didn't use it.
That's kind of, honestly, I never really, I guess it's like again, I'm like relating this back to like content creation because I didn't do too much, like I didn't really do much commercial acting. So it wasn't really until I started doing like content creation that usage became like a huge deal. And you really need to put in your contract certain things regarding your usage. And I never thought to, and I know that it's different and depending on what level you are as an actor, but like as a content creator, I never thought to put in a contract, like a clause that says I still get like a percentage of something, like outside of just the rate of pay, a percentage of the usage if you don't decide to use it. Because like, it's kind of like usage is like the incentive to do the project, like obviously on top of other things, but like the monetary incentive to do the project. So I feel like that's wrong that you don't get not even like 20% of it or something.
Yes, I got paid for the day and whatever, but I would have got paid more. If they
exactly. Yeah. So much more
if Google would use it. But yeah, that was years ago. And that was such a fun project.
Glad that it was like a great like time.
Oh, it was so cool. You know? Yeah. But we just didn't get to use it and that's okay.
Yeah, it happens. It sucks.
But I did a lot of non-union commercial work, which being on set for commercial, I find fun. It's auditioning for the commercial.
Yeah, commercial shoots are so fun, like for the most part, at least. It's like really like stepping into two different little people, you know, like unlocking two different parts of your brain to do commercial auditions and then like narrative auditions. So it makes sense. Like I would, yeah, it makes sense to prefer one over the other. For the most part, I think I prefer like narrative stuff, but sometimes, honestly, and this is going to kind of contradict what I said before, I sometimes prefer a commercial audition because sometimes they are like easier to knock out, even though sometimes they could be really overwhelming and exhausting. Sometimes I'm like, all right, it's a commercial audition. I just get to like walk around and eat a chip really quick.
Yeah. Which is so true. That's actually a great point. They can sometimes be less time consuming than if you're doing, obviously, a film, TV, where you really have to dive into that character work.
Yeah, and if it's something quick, that's literally like action one, eats a chip, like action two.
Like two, smile.
Yeah, it's just like, okay, yeah. Great. Yeah.
Yeah, but okay, so on my to-do list is go work on my commercial reel with Sass. Mm-hmm. I need to do that.
Shout out to our favorite, our little bestie, our Hannah Montana of Canada. One and only.
That's a nice ring to it, the Hannah Montana of Canada.
Whoa, that's actually good because we called him the Canadian Hannah Montana, which doesn't sound as good as Hannah Montana from Canada.
Oh, yeah, Montana from Canada. The Hannah Montana of Canada. Hey, Canada, yes. Hannah Montana. Hey. Oh my god, what is going on?
But yeah, you should definitely, because you've done a lot of commercial work, so like getting all those clips together I feel would be like super beneficial to you to just like have that to submit. Yeah, I need to do the same. I need to do so much and I'm constantly just saying I need to do this and then I'm like I have nothing to do, you know what I mean?
You're like, well, what do I do?
Like sometimes I feel stuck, like I like want to do something so bad. And I'm like, what can, like we were talking about at the top of the podcast, like gearing, like the whole like gearing up and like having this downtime because of the strike. There are so many days where I just sit in paralysis because I'm so desperate to do something. But the only thing that I can think about doing is like, I've updated my profiles. I've done this. I've done my research. I did all my auditions. I submitted. I did that. I did that. The only thing else that I can do right now is like be in a film and get footage and make a reel. So like I sometimes like get
like let me
work. Yeah. So I sometimes I just get like stuck because as much as I do have to do, I sometimes feel like there's nothing that I can do. So that's a fun feeling. It's good.
I was like, that's sarcasm, right?
It's good.
Because you said that with a smile on your face. I was like,
I'm tricking my brain. You know how they say, like,
you're like, this is
when you work out, you should force yourself to smile because it tricks your brain into thinking you're happy. I heard that from somebody and I don't know. Tried it and I was like, this is incorrect.
No, I don't think me smiling as I'm lifting weights is going to be a thing ever.
You should try.
But yeah, I also think that's like weird. Like, I don't know if I want to be on the treadmill going like this big grin on my face as I'm running. That's what I think. That's a little creepy.
I don't run on treadmills.
Who told you this?
I think, I don't know. I heard it on like the internet. But yeah, I don't run on treadmills. I only dance. I realized...
I
look like that crazy girl because I'm just on my treadmill and I'm like walking, but like getting it, dancing. I listened to like half of the new Olivia Rodrigo album. Like she's the first like so younger good. Person that I'm like, actually, I haven't listened to a new album in so long, but her, I was like, you know what? You're a little cutie. I'm going to listen to it up. And she's so good. I was just dancing on the treadmill like this. Like listening to like this like heartbreak of like a 20-year-old and I'm like 400 over here and I'm just like, yes, get him back.
Oh my god, so good. Yo, Olivia Rodrigo, she's awesome.
She's good. Yeah, I'm a big fan.
Yeah,
come on the
pod. I do enjoy her music. Yeah, Olivia Rodrigo,
you're an actor,
come talk to me for real though.
But I definitely need to get some, like, I've done, like, some commercials here and there that I can, like, put clips together from and, like, maybe, like, mix them with some, like, industrial type stuff that kind of looks like a commercial. Any, like, anything that feels
like a commercial. Yes, I have that, too.
Yeah.
I have, like, all my commercial stuff, like, stuff that's, like, on Amazon and there'll be a video of me talking about it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, I need to get all these clips. Okay, I have to add to my list.
Add to list.
Right now on my list of things to do this week.
Ooh, tell us, share.
Sign up for Yeah. Oh, this is a good way to... This is not just navigate commercials. It's just like navigate life. Sign up for vocal lessons.
Ooh.
Register on Rosetta Stone for Spanish. It's work on commercial reels.
Yes, yes.
And what did I just say now? Or
get
was that it?
The rest of those clips. I guess it goes in with commercial reel.
That's work
reel.
On commercial okay. reel. Yeah. Oh.
That's okay. a good so list. Right there. What are you doing? Just like, what you're going to be singing?
What do you mean?
Sorry. Your voice lessons.
Yeah, sorry. That's not very specific. You're right. This is, vocal singing lessons nice. That I fell off that. And I'm just like, singer. I want to be more prepared. What happened, Bix?
I said Liv's the singer. To anybody who
and
didn't
so
know.
Is Bix. We both kinda. Took musical theater. I mean, same. You could say the same thing for me then, kind of, because we both took
like,
musical theater
used to go to, like,
high school
open
and college.
And you would like perform music. Like, I think you definitely delved more into like the singing aspect of everything, you know?
I did do that. She's not wrong. But I think like I would like to just have my vocal cords warmed up. Because I get auditions still for singing, and sometimes the tapes I submit, I'm like, yikes.
Oh my god.
So,
our next episode, guys, I tell you about a crazy audition that I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So, that story is to come. I still have nightmares about it.
But yeah, it's so nice. But I just want to be more prepared. No, and I think that's what I need to do.
Ooh, on my to-do list. I don't have it written down, but it's been in my brain for like months. So maybe I should write it down. But I want to go to, I found a place here in LA that does like stage combat classes. So they'll do,
they have
sword fighting. They'll have like, you know, hand to hand combat, like stunt work.
Yes.
And then they also have, which is something that I've wanted to do since, I mean, it probably was because of Parent Trap, but I feel like I've wanted to do this since before Parent Trap, fencing. They also do fencing. So I want to sign up for like the beginner of all of those things because I love to just like, and I also want to sign up for like dance classes. I want to do either like a pole class because I really want to like get stronger.
I used to do pole
back in New York like years ago.
So fun.
And yeah, I just like, I feel like I genuinely feel so weak. Like my body, I feel like I used to be like so like strong. Like I feel like, do anything and I just feel really weak. So I feel like pole class would make me feel really strong.
You use like every single muscle in your body for pole. It's wild.
Like moving my body and like being like doing things and like being physical. Mm-hmm. So that's why like, and that's also why like I want to learn sign language, like of all the languages, because one, I've just always loved sign language, but it's also like, it's like a physical thing. And I feel like it connects me, moving my hands and my body is like what connects me to everything else around me, I feel. So, yeah.
That's a good one. I studied American Sign Language for 2 years in college, but I don't know it anymore. It sucks. Like there's videos that I have of me telling a whole story in sign language.
Oh, yeah. We talk about this in next week's episode as well.
Yeah.
A little bit.
So crazy. Like,
do you think you'd be able to like pick it up if you got back?
For sure. I think if I were to take classes again, just like, but I think my priority right now is Spanish because I am Spanish and it's something I want to connect to more. And yeah, it's just something I want to
get
know
better at Spanish
for not just
well.
Acting, but for myself.
Life, yeah.
What happened?
No, I said I want to get better at Spanish as well. I feel like one, just like, anywhere that I've lived, like living in both New York City and California, like I should have better Spanish. Just as like being a good person in my community, like I should learn Spanish better. So yeah, that's definitely something that my sister's so good. I don't know, like she took like maybe like a couple classes in high school, but it just like stuck with her and she like, it's crazy.
I don't get people like that.
She also, like, she's worked. She's a teacher. So a lot of the schools that she worked at, there's, like, a lot of Spanish-speaking people. So she's, like, picked it up a lot, and especially now. So now she's just, like, a pro.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. I want to be her. Yeah, so I want to – yeah, I'm like, I need to sign up because I want to be like that. But anyway, that's awesome, though. Okay, so stage combat, what else?
Stage combat, some type of dance class. I want
to... Oh, you said ASL.
Yeah, I want to sign up for a new ASL course because the one that I signed up for has no accountability involved. So I want to sign up for a different one that I have to go to or like I lose like money or something.
That'll work. that'll work for me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it sometimes works for me. Sometimes it still doesn't. Yeah. The avoidance in me is very, very persistent. And honestly, I think like those are good things. Those are three like really like physical, like mental, all-encompassing things. And that's what I really want to get started with. Yeah. I love to move. I just want to be moving.
I think that's so great, Bix. The stage combat.
Yeah.
They ask that for a lot of auditions. Mm-hmm. I see that. Like, are you familiar with hand-to-hand combat, stage combat? And also fencing. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I think fencing is just so
cool. It just
cool.
looks cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to do it. I'm going to do it. You guys listening should make a little to-do list and send it to us or tell it to us or don't or just make it and like have it for yourself. Not everything needs to be shared.
Right. Not everything. Yeah, I like that. Want.
But yeah, I think it's
You're allowed some privacy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good to have something on your mind, even if you're like me and you don't do it for months. At least I have something in mind to do one day.
One day.
But
literally, I get that.
Yeah, so I feel like pretty much to sum it all up, everybody, be prepared for these commercial auditions because even though the writers are coming back, we still have a lot to get through with SAG. So we can't.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're celebrating, but also just be mindful that this is still going to be a little bit of a ways to go. And commercial, it's just always good to have these commercial things in your back pocket.
Absolutely. Damn, I have a lot to do.
Oh, no, I know. Let's go.
I know.
We gotta go, guys. Podcast we gotta is go. Over.
That is just sad. I'm just now, like, thinking about this.
I know, I'm so overwhelmed. I gotta do these things. Oh, no. We're ending this podcast okay, with a very heavy sense of dread. So I check know. In on us.
I'm so sorry. Okay. We will see you guys in 2 weeks. Before then, please make sure to check out our Instagram at ITM with Liv and Bix. Please check out our TikTok at Liv and Bix. You know, send us an email if you like, livandbix@gmail.com. And make sure if you haven't to check out the online actor studio, which Vass founded, and it's really great. And you can use our code ITM20 at checkout and get 20% off. Is there anything I might have missed, Bix?
I don't think so. Thank you to our editor, Rebecca. We love you so much.
Yes, thank you.
And
I think
that's it. Be prepared for a really cool fucking episode coming soon.
Oh, yeah. Really cool episode coming.
I'll tease it all I want.
Don't
want to
miss this. I promise. Yeah. I promise you don't want to miss it.
Okay.
Okay.
I think that's it. All right.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning into The Moment with us.
Our amazing cover art is by @hyperjuice on Instagram.
Make sure to follow us on Instagram at ITM with Liv and Bix.
Like and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify.
Also, if you're feeling extra generous, we won't hate it if you rate and review.
Bye! Bye.